The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The very first thing we do is a hearty thank you.
To you, my dad.
To you and your father. What's your dad's middle name?
I don't think he has one.
All right.
All right. The second thing we wanted to do is thank you guys, everybody out there that's tweeted at TBS Very Funny to hashtag Greenlight Jake and Amir.
Yes.
A campaign that we started somewhat jokingly, but quasi-seriously as well.
Yeah, I was kidding, but I wanted it to happen.
And it did. But we were expecting, I don't know, 200, 300, 500 tweets.
Well, you were expecting like 15.
Yeah. I had my expectations set to not great.
Yeah.
I had low expectations, but they were surpassed, exceeded. We were overwhelmed and excited and
flattered. Overwhelmed, overjoyed, and over...
The moon.
Over the moon. Nice. That's really good.
We're at, like, I don't know, there's just estimates of like close to 7,000 tweets already from our fans and friends and family.
Not to mention all the photoshops of our faces on John Cusack's body.
That was great, too.
Which is really, even if we don't get a show, I think worth it for me.
Some people even composed songs about it, this campaign. Somebody bought greenlightjakeandamir.com. Did you see that?
Our fans are the fucking best.
So thank you so much. TBS has yet to respond. They're trolling us at this point. They're responding to tweets. They're finding the one or two tweets out of the 5,000 that don't address this giant movement.
So they are checking Twitter.
They're just responding
to other people.
Who do they respond to? I don't know. Other brands and other people tweeting at them.
They responded to Sbarro, right?
Yeah.
We should tweet at Sbarro.
No. We have to focus our efforts.
We can just get Sbarro to tweet to TBS
for
you
us.
You haven't ignored us before.
We are on the precipice. The tweets are still coming in. I feel like we're getting close, and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday will be big days. I have daydreams that important people are meeting then, and they're checking the hashtag.
Yeah.
And if we can just keep the intensity.
Maybe on Thursday and Friday they said this is all going to get swept under the rug after the weekend.
But it's still going. And it's still going strong. So thank you so much to everyone who has tweeted. If you can find it in your Twitter account to keep it going, to keep the momentum going, that would be even extra
alive.
Exceptional. But whatever you've done so far is...
We need it.
Uh-huh.
We deserve it. And we earned it.
Okay. That is one way to think about it.
So I want to say thank you for giving me what was rightfully mine.
And let's
your undying gratitude and support.
And we want more. Yeah, we're not done yet.
As much as we appreciate it, we're not done appreciating it, and we want more to appreciate.
Yeah, that's fairly correct.
I know we are, but we love you so much, and it would just be fun to keep on making stuff.
Yeah, and to get an answer, most importantly. And I feel like we're on the precipice. You guys will not be ignored. Be so great you can't be ignored.
That's true.
That's a sports sentiment.
You know what? I think I might even tweet it.
Huh?
I think I'm going to tweet it.
Holy shit, your first tweet.
Yeah.
Your first tweet in over a year. I think if we can get Jake on board, who knows? I mean, your mom already tweeted about it.
My mom did?
Yeah, your mom tweeted.
Awesome. Love you, mommy.
Yeah. Rick Fox tweeted about us.
Love you, Rick.
Hoodie Allen, Ricky. Ben Schwartz.
Love you, Hoodie.
All of our faves. Ed Helms, Moby.
Love you, Moby.
The big guns, and thousands and thousands and thousands of other people's.
Love you guys, too.
Whether you have one follower or a million, every little bit helps. So, I don't know. Thanks. Another real quick thing that we should talk about, just touch upon very quickly because we have a great episode coming up, is the fact that I lost again. I lost a Super Bowl.
That's two
again.
In a row.
Yeah.
I, you know what? Unfortunately for me, the lucky charm is me not watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, is you being on an airplane during it.
Yep. The second year and the second win.
This one hurt. This one was close. This one shouldn't have happened.
This was a nail biter.
Yeah.
It was a shocker.
And you know, in poker, you want to get your money in with the best hand. And when the Seahawks were on the one with 30 seconds left and Marshawn Lynch in the backfield, I really thought I was already designing billboards. They decided to go the other way. They really wanted to try out that slant route. Didn't work really out. So that's okay.
Tom Brady can't lose.
He can lose.
The balls were inflated properly this time, but he still outgunned you.
Actually, one of them was really, really, really. It looked mushy. It almost looked like a Nerf that he threw.
The last
that
one.
Out to Edelman. I swear to God, it was a vortex.
Yeah, he had a vortex. He had a whistling, glow in the dark vortex.
It was not okay. But I guess it's exciting nonetheless. These billboard bets do make the game a lot more interesting and exciting.
Yeah, so I get to design another billboard. Of you.
Yeah.
This is so nice. I'm going to start thinking now.
Speaking of advertisements, let's get to the sponsor for this episode, just so we can, you know, get the ball rolling.
Yes. This is even before the sponsor. That's how much we care about you guys.
Thank you.
That's really nice.
MeUndies.com sponsoring this episode yet again. The world's most comfortable, fashionable, stylable underwear.
Did MeUndies tweet anything about green light, Jack and Amir?
Oh my gosh. They actually didn't.
I'm actually... You know, as much as I appreciate all the tweets, I'm starting to take people that didn't tweet it as a personal slap in the face.
I would not.
It is.
I would not.
It's a gut punch.
It is not a gut punch.
Is.
A gut punch is getting picked off on the goal line with 21 seconds left.
You have
in the
to
game.
Get over it. You have to get over that.
You know,
loss.
It was a good. You know, it was a good moment after the game. They asked Marshawn Lynch, "Are you upset that they didn't give the ball to you?" And he said, "No, I'm not, because I play football, and football's a team game."
That's really nice. That's
my boy right there.
And that's the first time he like talked to the press.
Then he put a fistful of Skittles in his mouth and passed out. But that's my Cal alum. You know, us Berkeley grads got to stick together.
Dude, I love Marshawn. I just love Brady Boy.
MeUndies.com is a sponsor for this episode. Thank you, MeUndies, for continuing to believe in us. As a podcast, what is MeUndies?
Not as a TV show. Hashtag Greenlight Jake and Amir.
What is MeUndies.com? Other than comfortable, stylish underwear, what can you do? What can you buy? You can buy terry cloth shorts. You can buy pajama pants. You can buy V-neck shirts like the one I'm wearing now.
Yep.
You can buy socks. MeUndies.com has clothes for men and women. They ship for free to the U.S. and Canada. And if you like what you see and you want an even bigger discount, go to MeUndies.com/Amir for 20% off your first order. That's MeUndies.com/Amir.
You can't go.
No other URL.
You can't go to. Did they discontinue mine?
They did not technically discontinue it.
You can't go to any other URLs, what you just said.
They could if they wanted to.
You can go to MeUndies.com/Jake, and actually, you get an even better discount.
That's not true.
Same discount, but you're lying.
Same percentage.
So I'm allowed
to. But at least you're supporting a Super Bowl winner.
Brady, Belichick, and Hurwitz.
The big three.
The trio.
The triumvirate. This was our live show in Austin.
It was fun and things did get real.
Mm-hmm. Great crowd. Very exciting. We just had a great time.
It was a great time.
And hopefully it'll be enjoyable for you guys to listen to. You want to get this party started?
Let's do it.
Hashtag Greenlight Jake and Amir. Bye. Wow. Nobody sit.
Stay standing.
Nobody sits. We stand, you stand. We all stand for ice stands.
For what?
Ice stands.
Oh, yeah. Ice stands.
Stands where ice is sold.
Cool.
I just wanted to say ISIS at one point in the show. Hey. Should we? Are we standing?
You guys should sit. That was a test, motherfuckers.
Everybody who's still standing, leave. That's right. We want people who don't listen quickly to stay.
Keep going.
I'm stuck. Lyrically. See what's going on here? This is why I can't have a selfie stick.
Right.
I don't know how...
There's so many reasons why you shouldn't have a selfie stick. This is probably the...
Nothing is going right for me right now, dude.
If anything, give up on trying to take it out. Okay.
Weed and boys. We're making noise.
So what you want to do is pull the mic towards you.
Chill.
Okay.
I know what to do.
You all right. Let go of it with your left hand and it will go... All right. Both hands. Like, nice.
Nice one, genius.
I'm going to sit down then.
Good. Here we go. Why does he say hold up a lot in that song?
He wants everyone to know that they are them boys.
Yeah, you know, hold up, hold up.
Hold up, wait.
We're them boys.
I know, okay.
Hold up.
Yeah.
We're making noise.
Okay, got
hold
it.
Up.
What?
We're them boys.
Got it.
Hold we're up.
What else?
We're making noise. I feel like I'm repeating myself. Still stuck.
Do you... yeah, that's going to be fine.
Watch this. Oh, okay.
That's nice.
For anybody listening and not in the crowd right now, I'm looking
normal. We know how to work a mic stand.
Yeah.
For those of you listening at home, we flawlessly... put our mics exactly where they need to be, both of us.
They're laughing because I'm juggling with my feet. And it's nervous laughter because they're impressed. Right, guys?
This is such a big whiskey. Thank you to the generous bartender. Hey, we're in Austin. That was an accidental kind of cool move.
That's the
Did
name
you
of
do
my,
that on purpose?
That's the name of my autobiography.
An accidental kind of cool move.
The coolest thing I can be is kind of cool, and the only way to achieve it is accidentally.
That's like the story of your life. That's how you were born.
Yeah.
Kind of a cool accident by your parents.
That's right. They accidentally fucked. My dad tripped.
Yeah.
Into mommy. This is my dad explaining to me where babies come from.
And how he didn't mean to make love to your mother.
And then I was trying to get up. Hold up.
We making boys.
Nice.
Thank you.
Don't fucking talk about my dad like that.
All right. How are you guys doing? This is
crazy. This is a fucking for a podcast. This is the coolest 300 people ever. At the very least, you all know how to use iTunes, which is pretty cool. You're welcome. Who came here from far away? Losers.
Where are you? Did you say you're from Canada? But you didn't come here for this podcast, because if you did, you fucked up.
We're in Toronto tomorrow, man. Oh, yeah, no. We're going to be in Nova
Sorry
Scotia.
About that.
Salmon fishing and all that. You came from Toronto for your birthday?
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday today? Tomorrow? Your birthday today?
It's your dad's birthday today.
It is my dad's birthday. Wait.
Is that why you guys have birthday hats on?
You guys are all Canadian?
You're wearing hats for her birthday?
No, they're...
For Amir's dad's birthday?
Yeah, they're huge fans of my dad's OBGYN practice.
You're drinking that neat, huh?
I am neat.
It's going to be a little harsh on your palate, I imagine.
Maybe for some. Cheers.
I hit your glass. Oh, nice. Bad luck.
Wait, who else? Okay, Toronto's probably going to win. Anybody else from pretty far away?
El Paso.
El Paso?
How far of a drive is it from El Paso? How many? So you drove? Did you drive? So, like, actually, how long was your flight from Toronto? Two planes?
We didn't fucking ask how many planes.
You said how long.
Don't try to oversell it. I took 3 layovers to get made fun of. No, we so appreciate it. That's awesome. Thank you so much. What can we do to make this worthwhile? You took 2 planes. We didn't even take 2 planes. The weird thing, she took 2 planes at the same time.
What?
Yeah, she was straddling them, water skiing of sorts through the skies.
So hot.
And you drove from El Paso? Holy shit.
For your birthday? It's everyone's birthday.
Oh my God.
Everyone We're all twins.
Everyone here is my dad.
You all fucked Amir's mom.
Enough.
Sorry.
Absolutely excuse you for that. Has anybody here not ever heard this show before? Yeah. So you were just dragged here by friends who were like, trust us. It's going to be pretty good.
We are disappointing you already.
Well, I hope you guys have a fun time. The way it works is that this is like an advice show. So Jake and I give people suggestions on how to extricate themselves from their sticky situations. We're already losing someone. That's okay.
Trying a new intro.
So we read people's emails. People email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com, and they're like, we want your advice, and we do our best to give it. Sometimes it's just me and Jake alone, somewhat naked in our house. And sometimes we're on stage, somewhat naked, in front of 300... of our closest friends. I think we should get to the questions, but before we do that, we want to invite Audrey Scott onto the stage.
Yeah.
We have every show we start, we have begins with a theme song written by a fan of ours. And yeah. Audrey has written That's right. Audrey has written, how many songs have we used of yours?
5.
Do you need anything from us, or can you just get started?
That's it? Yeah.
Holy shit. All right. Audrey Scott, everyone.
You guys. Right. So I was going to loop this live, but I can't. So I'm going to... There's an app called Loopy HD. Here we go.
Sponsor for the podcast, Loopy HD.
That's not fair.
So, here we are, and...
shit! I want to just go to one of her concerts now.
She recorded all those parts upstairs before
Honestly,
the show.
Honestly, suck my dick, Wiz Khalifa. That was better than Weed M Boys. I'd like to get blown by Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah. Regardless of what happened, I feel like you
I
just
think
want a
I just wanted a blowjob from Wiz Khalifa, actually.
Yeah. All right. Let's get this show on the road. What? I don't care. I'm just joking. Oh, sometimes we play songs about the
advice. Yeah, yeah. Let me have a little bit more whiskey, then I'll agree to that.
Maybe for like one of the two songs at the end when Jake's really tipsy. But thank you for bringing the guitar. That's awesome.
Really cool. There's already a guitar here, so you wasted your energy, but...
He took four planes to get here. And he's from Austin.
He was detained in customs because they thought there was something in the guitar.
Yeah.
Anally searched, only to have me say, fuck it, we didn't need your guitar.
They did find a pick in there, though.
Why?
He thought the pick would be a dangerous thing, so he put it in his cavity.
Right.
So I have in my hand 7 questions. Will we get to them all? Will we not? I don't know. But these are real emails from real people. We're going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity. If we can have our first fake name, just... Wait, shh. Who screamed first really loudly? Wait, Bruno? What'd you say? Noodle. The loudest anyone's ever screamed Noodle.
No, Noodle is his name. He was on my list. It was Noodle plus one, right?
Yeah.
Sir, Noodle. I salute you, Noodle. I love you, Noodle. You and me, Noodle.
This is a...
Tell the goddamn end, sir. Me and Noodle.
This is an Olive Garden commercial.
Endless Noodle.
When you're here, you're family, Noodle.
This one's from Noodle. Let's do it.
Noodle writes, does this look fine, how I'm sitting, or is this...
It looks... I feel like we're not on the same plane.
Would you say we took two different planes?
It's a limp mic. It happens to lots of guys.
It's not you guys. It's... we get in our heads sometimes.
Whiskey Mike. Indeed. It was the fireball.
That was your nickname in college, dude.
Whiskey Mike.
Yeah. All right. Noodle writes. So I met this girl on Tinder, and through some ups and downs, we've now been together for about 6 months and are in a committed, monogamous relationship. She's amazing, and I trust her completely. And I know there's more of a chance of me straying to seize elsewhere cheese than her. I don't plan on it, but you never know, huh? That's right. Here comes the curveball. Before me, she had been in one serious relationship for 5 years, and she had been faithful the whole time. But before that, she had been, what many would say, fast and free with her VAG. I mean, we've all had our fun, but I keep getting the idea from a lot of the things she says that it was a lot of fun, like a lot. Like her number completely eclipses mine into total darkness. I'm not trying to slut-shame anybody, and I'm not mad at her, but it does make me question how she values herself or her morals or some shit. She's an amazing girl, but just giving away those cookies so willy-nilly is starting to get to me. Am I being a sissy-ass trick, or am I on to some kind of behavioral patterns that need to be addressed immediately? Before I get in too deep. Help, love, Noodle.
Yeah. Yes, you detective hero. You're onto some behavioral patterns, actually.
Or some
shit. We're glad you brought this up. Thank God he's not trying to slut shame anyone and then questions her morals and character based on something she did 6 years ago before she knew he existed.
I'm not trying to slut shame her, although shame on that whore.
Yeah. I don't know. I question who she is. By the way, I might cheat on her.
Ha!
Because I gotta seize my cheese.
She was in a faithful relationship for 5 years.
You don't understand. Before that, though, when she was single, she actually hooked up with people.
I really think she did. Yeah. I'm not sure, but I was able to read between the lines. Am I onto some behavioral patterns?
She doesn't value herself. She sleeps with people when she's single.
How dare she?
It's disgusting.
Am I onto some kind of behavioral pattern that needs to be addressed immediately?
What if we just told him yes? You sat her down like, hey,
I'm onto some behavioral patterns. I'd hate to address this any other way but immediately, but... Did you sleep around before the guy before me? When you were
cheated
single?
On me.
Not to mention the guy who you were with for 5 years that you were faithful to.
You cheated on him too with other people before you started going out.
You prematurely cheated on me 6 years ago. This guy is a real human. He thinks that.
His name is Noodle. So what do we really tell Noodle?
It's okay if your girlfriend is hooked up with guys 2 times before she was with you 6 years. Oh. You're not on to anything. In fact, it sounds like he's just pissing himself off. He seems to get angry as he's writing this. The way she's giving those cookies away is really starting to get to me, actually.
She's not doing cookies away. You're allowed to. They're free cookies when you're single.
I love cookies.
That's not exactly what they are.
Vanilla wafers in the villa.
Now I get it.
So what can he possibly do other than get over yourself?
How do you get over jealousy?
That's beautiful. Audrey, a song. She's only prepared that and maybe one other. We shouldn't waste it this early in the game. Are you ever jealous of... Do you ever think about who your girlfriend has boned before you?
All the time.
Does it ruffle your feathers? Does it aggravate you?
Like, it's not me. I could do whatever I want, right? I could cheat on anybody all the time, but since it's
somebody else.
Yeah, if it's them doing it to me, it's bad. If it's me doing it to them, it's fine.
That makes sense.
Right. Because it's like...
We'll explain the honking later, 7 people who haven't been here.
Well, do you get jealous?
Not really. My theory is like, if my girlfriend wants to fuck another guy, she's earned that right.
Every single one of your girlfriends has fucked
That's
another
right.
guy.
That's right. And it's always been you and Noodle. Yeah. They've Eiffel Towered her every single time. No, I feel like every girl is a free agent of sorts. If she wants to cheat on me, then okay, she can do that, and then I would break up with her. If she thinks it's worth it, have at it. But I'm not going to get mad if she wants to, like, sleep with someone 6 years before we got together.
Right. Things that happened before you were even on her radar, you can't be mad about.
It's prehistory.
It's also sort of weird to be like, you just honed in on one thing. Your girlfriend is like, I don't know how old she is, but she's like a full human who's had a million experiences that are like not necessarily all just getting railed by some other dude. You should be curious about like her birthday party when she was 6 and where she went on vacation when she was 15. Not like, oh, you only got fucked before we met. Only tell me things that have happened since I started fucking you. That's when you became real.
To me.
So, reevaluate, Noodle. Your girlfriend should have gotten railed. That's good. Doesn't it feel good when you have sex, Noodle? Don't you want your girlfriend to have had those same feelings, Noodle? Don't you want your girlfriend to know how to fuck you? And wouldn't she only know how to fuck you if she fucked other dudes, Noodle? Do you get what I'm saying, Noodle? That's for you.
That's for Yoodle, Noodle.
Noodle, you are my doodle.
I'd like to doodle a noodle.
I think we should move on.
Okay. That's also fair. So, yeah. Noodle, chillax, dude. Right?
No, you got that totally wrong.
I misread it.
We're saying his girlfriend's a whore.
We need...
Sorry, the fake name you shouted out was Jizz? Oh, J-I-S-S? Jizz.
It's how people from New Zealand say Jess. Jizz.
Jizz. No, you're totally wrong. It's Jizz.
Not Jizz. J-I-S-Z. Jizz.
You know, like what comes out of your dick when you come. Who brought their parents to the show? All right. Next one comes from a boy or a girl?
A boy, boy.
George!
Boy George. Boy George. That's perfect.
Perfect.
Guy killed it.
It's a dope. Is that a jacket? Is that camo?
Patagonia.
Patagonia?
He really uses it a camouflage pattern.
What
it could
size
also
is
be
that medium?
Find me after the show, boss. And beat the shit out of me. Twould be an honor, sir.
I don't want to interrupt, but you have not sipped your whiskey. Chug, 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 chug. Toda.
I have a 9 p.m. flight back to Toronto with her, so I'm trying to pace myself. We're laying over in Chicago, Minnesota, and Nova Scotia.
14 planes, actually. Yeah.
14 planes.
The name of my memoir.
For no reason, really. All right. George writes, while I was away on a trip to Cali, my friend tried to clean up our apartment as a kind gesture for me to return to when I got back home. I'm assuming that I left a plate with a few uneaten scraps of food on it because he felt the need to use the garbage disposal, which is located in the sink, naturally. What happened next is neither expected nor advised. As my dude turned the garbage disposal on, some of the old food did not make it all the way in. In a brazen and committed act of finishing the job, he reached his hand into the sink in an attempt to shove the rest of the food into the disposal. The problem was he didn't turn the disposal off. The disposal proceeded to sever his finger through the bone until his index finger was dangling from his hand like a set of wind chimes in a hurricane. Visceral. After getting to the hospital, my friend found out that he could indeed get his finger surgically replaced with minor scarring. That was to be expected. What was not to be expected was for him to demand that I pay his hospital bill when I got home due to my lack of cleaning the plate myself. I feel bad about the whole cutting his finger off situation. But I don't think it's my job to pay for his boneheaded mistake. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, love boy George.
Is this an ad for garbage disposals?
What?
Is this an ad for garbage disposals?
Yes. This podcast is brought to you by garbage disposals.
How do you tell someone who just sliced his finger off that you're not going to pay for his hospital
bill? It almost seems like he sliced his finger off and then made up this story to get his bills paid for.
Yeah, or he just really wanted cash and this was his crazy way of getting it.
His get-rich-quick scheme.
It's weird because his friend didn't even ask him to do this favor.
Right.
It's like if I stole your car, ran an errand, got hit, and ask you to pay for the car insurance.
It's only fair. I feel bad that you got hit by a car.
But it's hard to say no to someone whose finger is dangling off.
I think it's pretty easy to say no to him.
Yeah.
It's funny that he mentioned onions. I don't know. I left some onions on a plate. That's also kind of gross.
Yeah. He shouldn't have left onions on the plate.
I think you need to apologize for the onion thing. And say, I'm sorry that your finger got chopped off, but it's not my responsibility. Like
to pay for your medical bill.
Yeah, he didn't know how to use a garbage disposal.
That's the first thing they teach you is to turn it off when you shove your hand down.
Yeah, that's garbage disposal 101.
At the very least, 102.
At the very least, 202.
Yeah, 201. I'm actually taking an advanced course in garbage disposal.
Really?
Yeah, 401.
And what do they say about carrots? I know onions are no-go with
I'm
the pushing
I'm not gotten there yet.
The carrots are
A-OK. 501. That's
what
a 501
about a cucumber
course.
Or a
cucumbers
celery?
Cucumbers are fine.
Chicken meat and
that's
bone?
That's right.
That is just, you can go down there.
2 hours later.
Our hands are both nubs.
What about a beet? Ah. Or a green
Fuck
onion.
Fuck me, I'm up to the elbow.
A scallion.
Will it blend? I'm talking about my finger bones.
He basically said, oh, I used your blender to make a smoothie and it sliced my finger off. Give yeah. me cash for
you
that.
Can't do
that.
If you misuse the product, you can't demand money, right? I don't know how suing works.
Can I sue you?
Like, say I borrowed a pair of your pants and then I walked to the store and I fell down and I got hit by a car and I said, your pants were too constricting. They impeded my stride, and I got run over by a bus. You owe me cash?
I feel like I've read
at
a story
we'll
like
that. At least
we'll
settle out of court, court, right?
Yeah, you don't want to take this to a jury.
Right, especially if I've got money to defend myself.
Holy shit.
I'll leave your ass in litigation for months and months. Bleed both of us dry.
You're hatching a plan in front of all of
our
friends right
you
now.
You are borrowing my pants right now.
These are your pants right now.
Do they look good on them or what? Show them. Strut your stuff, Blumenfeld.
I feel bad.
Come on, strut your stuff.
No.
Can we cue up We Dem Boys real quick? I don't know if we could just play Wiz Khalifa at random, but I'd really love it if it would just pop on the speaker system all of a sudden. We Dem Boys by Wiz Khalifa. Three,
without delay.
Two, one. Here it is. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Go.
Hey. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Boys.
Pretty good. Marty, is that you back there? We'll make it tighter. Is that Marty back there? Marty? It is? Give it up for Marty, everybody.
Yeah, he nailed it after the second countdown.
Marty is actually our little intern, so if you see him around after the show,
how dare you? He beat you up earlier today.
Yeah, right.
Bullshite.
We should go on to the next question.
This guy doesn't owe... Yo, it's easy to say, oh, I'm sorry for what happened to you.
This guy's such a coward, he doesn't deserve your money or a finger.
Oh, wow. You think he got what was prematurely deserved to him?
I think he's not allowed to have a finger for this. His other finger needs to be taken away.
Like some sort of Saudi jail prison sentence where you have to get your finger cut off if you lied about it.
That's right. And ISIS comes back just like that.
That's the second ISIS reference.
We're trying to set a goddamn record here at the North Door.
The record is 3. Which is kind of a lot.
For some reason, yeah. Wow.
Even
set
for
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Pretty weird.
We should look into that. Very formative and informative. Question the third. You don't know if I need a guy or a girl.
Crandis. Crandis has followed us to Austin. Crandis is interchangeable.
Oh, yeah. This is a dude.
I'm hearing Crandis from all over the place.
You haven't stopped hearing Crandis.
I actually sleep hearing Crandis.
All right. Crandis writes. How's it going, guys? Long-time listener, first-time writing in, but this is an issue that I've had for a while. I know I'm not gay. I 100% like girls. Pretty sure I'm not exactly bisexual since I don't find manly looking men attractive. I feel like I could probably have sex with a transsexual without any real issues. In fact, I would not hesitate if given the chance. But that's beside the point.
It's not.
Now, I'm not sure that I can have sex with someone that identifies as male, though. That being said, in the end, I don't think I can have sex with a manly man, but if it was a girly guy, I probably could. Thanks. P.S. I wouldn't have sex with either of you. Not saying you guys aren't good looking, but just so you could use this as a reference as to what kind of guys I would have sex with. Love, Crandis. All right, great question. Let's give it up for Crandis. Best part of all, not a question. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I read a paragraph
with no question mark.
No question mark. This was a fucked up SAT word problem. This is a logic game.
He's saying...
I know I'm not gay.
That being said, I would fuck guys.
That being said, I don't think I can have sex with a manly man. Only a girly guy.
Still a
Thanks.
Guy.
No, thank you, Crandis. I don't know how to parse this into logical formations that I can sort of figure out what the fuck is going on. But it seems like he's maybe a... Not that it's bad, but it seems like he's a little bit gay.
Sure. I mean, if you say you want to fuck a guy, I want to fuck a girly guy, but it's still a guy, which is still gay.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but you're just wrong when you say you're not gay.
He thinks he's not gay because he wouldn't have sex with every guy.
Right.
But that's not real.
So, like, because I'm not attracted to every girl in the world, I'm not straight.
But that's not true. You are attracted to every girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't have a... I don't have no type. Bad bitches, yeah. They're
actually the only thing that you like.
The only type I like.
Yeah. Also brunettes, specifically.
And good bitches, they're fine.
Yeah.
Don't want to pigeonhole anybody.
I have literally no type.
Yes. Crandis, if you would fuck a guy, then you're a little gay.
Homophobe.
That's fair. I never looked at it like that, actually.
I think he, for some reason he thinks that being gay is a negative thing. So he's like, I'm not gay. I would just have sex with a girly guy. But
he's
that's
projecting on himself.
Yeah. So maybe if he thinks like, oh, it's okay that I'm a little bit gay.
Right.
I don't even know how to answer this because it's, once again, not a question.
All he needs is a positive push in the right direction. And he wants to fuck a girly guy and that's fine and that's beautiful. So everybody, let's say, Crandis, it's okay if you want to fuck a girly guy. That's fine. That's beautiful. And hesitate just like I did. Okay, are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Crandis, it's okay if you want a fucking girly guy. It's totally perfect.
You're a bad motivational speaker. Guys, repeat after me. It's okay.
I have a stuttering problem. Everybody, yes, we can. Ready? 1, 2.
Wait, hold it.
3, 4.
On 7. 6, 8. Shit. I skipped it again. Damn it. Thank you all so much for buying tickets to my seminar. I don't know why anyone would trust me.
Now we all walk across coal.
What should we do now? Does anybody... are you guys also drinking? It's not just us, right? Toda. Water.
Cheers. L'chaim.
I feel like I want to get to know these people a little more. We keep talking about these assholes. They're stuck in my phone.
Yeah, let's get to know a real person.
Is there anybody... Oh, yeah, yeah. Just by a show of hands, whose birthday is today? What are
Bullshit.
The odds that this many people...
Is it actually your birthday?
Yeah. January 24th? Yeah. 1989? It doesn't matter.
Good guess.
You know what we should do is the birthday video for my daddy.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice idea.
I didn't get my dad a gift. So in lieu of that, can we raise the house lights and I can take a video of you guys saying... Happy birthday, yes. Dr. Blumenfeld. Is that too formal?
Dr. Blumenfeld. Happy birthday, Tyrone. Absolutely.
So you guys, I'm going to say 1, 2,
Holy
3.
Holy shit, everyone's hot. Wow.
Oh, this is great. So I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and then you guys say, happy birthday, Doron. That's D-O-R-O-N. And then I'm going to send this to him. Ready? I'm going to stand a little far back just because we can't... This is great. There's so many people here. Thank you guys so much for coming.
I'm going to count. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday, Jerome!
This is great. Now I don't have to get him a tie or some shit.
Oh, shit! Erased.
That was a FaceTime. He's at a funeral. Bad on him for picking up. Let's get to one more question.
Nice. Good laugh, actually.
Now, just a quick...
Oh, God, your fingers are greasy.
Oh, I opened Uber. It's coming for me, dude. I have to fucking get in an Uber now.
A Civic? Shit.
Oh, no. His name is Raul, and I have to get in his Civic.
He's fucking here.
What are the fucking odds of that?
Crap. 4.7 stars and everything.
I have to accept. All right. Jake, you find a dude's name.
I'm overwhelmed. Wait, everyone, be very, 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 very quiet. Complete silence. Complete silence. That's what I was waiting for. One person to keep on disobeying. And it was you, Chandler, right? Chandlin? Chandlin? Is that an actual guy's name that you've heard? Chandlin. What's Chandlin's last name? Chandlin nothing.
Nothing.
Chandlin Krause. I like that a lot.
Hey, Chandlin Krause.
Good to meet you.
Brother. I wonder why we both yelled that. Sometimes it's a little creepy. Chandlin Krause writes, "Hey guys, huge fan of the show. I need advice on social networking. I've been trying to get Taylor Swift to tweet at me for a while now. Probably the past 2 years or so. Let me tell you, nothing has worked. My girlfriend and my mom thinks it's starting to make me look sad, desperate, and pathetic. So now I really need Taylor to tweet at me so that I can prove to them I'm not wasting my time tweeting at her. What's the best way to get a celeb to tweet at you? Keep in mind, I'm 24, only 339 days younger than her, if that makes a difference. Thanks. Love, Chandler Krause."
I was going to say... shit, I'm thrown off. He's only, what, 329?
Yeah.
Shit, so he's only... Yeah,
was that your advice? To be older?
If you could get under... If you can get under 300, she would tweet at you.
She tweets at anyone that's a little bit older.
Yeah.
It's starting to be sad and pathetic.
I would say somewhere before year two it was sad and pathetic. Maybe sometime around year one or week one. Or literally one.
One.
The first time you did it, it was a little sad.
Before you were born, it was sad. But he thinks if I can now just get Taylor to tweet at me, it would prove to them, haha, I wasn't sad. Look, she felt so bad for me. She tweeted at me.
There's not a tweet that she could tweet that would make it worth it.
What if she's like, hey, dude, I'm your friend now. The effort you put in makes me realize that I want to be friends with you.
I just figured that we're only 339 days apart. So now I'm willing to let you fuck me.
Then it would be worth the 2 years of effort.
Yeah.
I don't know about her, but I'm feeling 20... I've reached an impasse. Thir.
Were you trying to rhyme or come up with her actual age?
I don't know. I had an aneurysm.
Really?
Yeah.
Good thing we sent that birthday video to your dad.
So what do you think? What's the best way to get a celeb to tweet at you?
I guess not to do it incessantly. I think if you do it every single day for 2 years, she's actively at this point trying to ignore you because she thinks that you're going to stab her. Which I also think you might stab her.
Which is not a bad option.
Oh, what if you stab her? I hadn't even thought about that.
So how would that go down?
So he holds a knife to his throat.
I'll be Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I do recognize.
I've got a switchblade.
I'll tweet at you.
It's good. And now it's worth it. But just for good measure.
Why?
Oh, no. If Taylor Swift dies anytime soon, this gets played at the trial.
Just us two sitting on...
Your Honor... I plead the fifth.
Is that a thing I can do? Does that help me here?
Not saying anything.
I really
which
would.
Is what I should have done in the first place.
Son, you should have plead the fifth on stage. Order, order. You're going to hell. Wow. That's right. It's the court of
that
public
gavel
opinion.
Can do anything.
It's a magic gavel. Which is the name of our new sitcom we're writing. Magic Gavel, coming to CBS this fall, only on ABC. That's right.
It's on coming to CBS only on ABC. It's a multi-channel network.
Imagine a show so good it's on twice at the same time. This is me at a pitch meeting. And that's
the same deafening silence. Yeah.
Leave.
Of course, I was already on my way out.
But now that I'm here,
God, you carry that letter opener everywhere.
Where were we before we took that detour into killing Taylor Swift? Do you ever tweet at people that tweet at you? You're a celebrity to some.
I once tweeted at Alex Honnold to...
Oh, so
he's
he was
a climber. I wanted him to tweet at me, so I said I was a big fan, and he wrote back, thanks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how close are you to him in age? Maybe that's...
It's probably around 329 days, actually.
Oh, the fact that he knows it to the day is so creepy.
Yeah. I should kill Alex Honnold, you're right.
I did not say that. I did absolutely not say
if
that.
If Half-Dome couldn't do it, I can.
Call me Half-Dome. Because that's what my dick resembles.
It's not fair.
My official advice is delete your Tinder, Twitter account. And your Tinder.
You have a girlfriend. Delete your Tinder.
Oh, how sad is that for the girlfriend? Like, oh, you're going to be so fucking proved wrong when Taylor Swift tweets back at me.
Yeah, that's why I don't believe in true love.
That's why?
Yeah, dude. Because no matter how much he loves his girlfriend, if Taylor Swift was like tweeted back and like, hey, I'll suck your dick, he'd be like, yeah, I'm down. True love could always be undercut by Taylor Swift saying, I'll blow you.
What about the guy that dates Taylor Swift?
I feel like Nicki Minaj could say she would blow him.
And then after Nick, how deep down the rabbit hole
does
this go?
Well, I feel like back and forth. Between those two, true love doesn't exist.
So you can only have true love if Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift suck your dick at the same time.
Wow.
The ejaculate is a rainbow.
That would be true love.
And that's the truest love of all.
And that's why he's tweeting at her. It's beautiful. He's chasing that rainbow.
All right, let's take a break. Let's chat. Let's relax. Let's chill. If you're listening at home, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, mm-hmm. big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never mm-hmm. complain or talk about yes. it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a masquerade.
Mm-hmm. But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, mm-hmm. you get matched with a licensed therapist, mm-hmm. and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Your favorite mattress, Jake, you sleep on a Helix.
Damn right. That's damn right.
So you know how comfortable it is. I assume Jill also enjoys her sleeping on a helix.
I believe, yeah, her and her new boyfriend also sleep on a helix.
You have a thruple situation, or it's two different beds?
No, I just, well, she in, not a divorce, the separation, she got the helix, but then I was able to get myself a different helix. So,
well, odds are you have two different helixes because they offer 20 unique mattresses. So yeah. Whether does Todd sleep on his side, a stomach Dina, or do they just sort of spoon?
I don't know what kind of sleeper he is. I don't even know how much sleep they're getting or if they're just having a lot of sex or whatever. But my helix right now, I got a studio apartment in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. There's no better way to test out a new mattress. So like if Todd wanted to give it a 100-night trial, Helix not only has that, but they also have a 10 to 15 year warranty, which is kind of cool.
He's really smart like that. He often shops for something with a warranty.
He does Taekwondo, right? He's a black belt.
Yeah, he is a black belt. I don't know where he finds the time because he's a doctor.
I wonder how Todd did on the Helix sleep quiz, which is just a few simple questions. And then they match your body type with the perfect mattress for you.
Yeah, well, no, he took the MCAT, so I feel like he probably was able to nail that test.
And the best part is Helix is now offering 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Does Todd listen to the show?
He
doesn't have time for podcasts, right?
Yeah.
Radio shows. How's your radio shows doing?
Yeah. Right. Did I tell you I have a roommate in the studio? So I have a roommate. Yeah.
Ryan, right?
This guy Ryan.
Well, you or Ryan or Todd or anybody listening can go to helixsleep.com/segments. That's helixsleep.com/segments. They're offering 30% off. Oh my God, this is their best offer yet, and it won't last long.
Finally, some good news in my life.
And with Helix, your better sleep starts now. So do check them out. Support Jake. He needs it now more than ever.
Thank you.
That's helixsleep.com/segments.
Do we have time for one last question? Or is it over? Are you guys okay with that? Do you guys have time for one last question? One last question. All right. We're back. We can, people at home are listening once again. Wasn't Jake very proud and strong for telling that story? I like the booze. Thank you. The boos are just from a few choice policemen who are here.
Yeah, one time we should come back and I'm getting arrested.
If you do come back to Austin, you probably will get arrested after telling that.
That's fair.
Okay, here we go. We finally have a question from a lady. What?
Taylor.
Taylor?
I heard Taylor from over there somewhere. Is it really? Good man.
You're named after a girl. Your name is bad.
Your name's Amir Shmuel.
Enough.
Shmuel.
I'm afraid you talked over the middle name. I had to say it one more time. If it was Samuel, you wouldn't think twice, you anti-Semite. You absolutely are an anti-Semite for that. Shmuel. I'm kind of drunk, actually.
You did? Yeah, you dropped your phone on the ground. Can I read it?
No, I got it.
I was publicly shut down by Shmuel just there.
Do you want to read it? It's kind of long.
I do want to read it.
But sound him out, bud. Hey, remember what noise the CH makes? Choo choo choo
Shmuel. Give it to me.
You're playing Crossy Road.
Shit, dude.
Have you guys played Crossy Road yet? It's a free game that Jake downloaded and we became kind of obsessed with over the last 24 hours. Look into it. What's your high score? 214?
214.
Anybody beat that on Crossy Road?
That's right. Now get the fuck out. Okay. Hey, guys.
Wait, Taylor writes.
Oh, Taylor writes. Hey, guys, I recently broke up with my boyfriend because of some questionable acts. Even though he may not have physically cheated, he definitely blurred the lines. But yet he is defiant that he remained faithful to me through it all. He idolizes you guys and respects your opinion way more than mine. Bad sign. So I would like for you to clarify cheating according to his recent behavior. Act one. I snooped and found a Facebook message of his with a slutty girl from college. He basically told her he could have her if he wanted and entertained the idea of a future meetup. When I... That's right, he is a dick. When I confronted him about it, he said neither of us would ever see her again, so it didn't mean anything. Act two. I snooped and found, in conversation with his friends, incredibly detailed accounts of threesomes he had in college with girls that I knew well, friends of mine. I'm talking details down to the contours of vaginas. When I confronted him about it, he said he made those stories up for his friends' entertainment, and he never had sex with those girls. Act three. My boss's daughter took me aside at work and told me that she matched my boyfriend on Tinder. She showed me the entire conversation, and my boyfriend invited her to drinks and told her we were no longer together. When I confronted him about it, he said he wanted to see if she recognized them. It was all a joke, a goof for fun and sport. He obviously enjoys the attention, even if he doesn't intend for it to go anywhere. He honestly believes that he was faithful to me the whole time and is incredibly offended that I thought he cheated. Do any of these qualify? At what point should I have ended it?
Love,
Taylor. Love, Taylor. She's overreacting.
She was snooping.
You snooped. If you snooped, then you got duped.
Intermission. Act four. I walk in on my boyfriend going down on a girl. He turns around and says, "No, no, no, come closer. As you can see, my tongue is still a centimeter away from her labia. That's if so right. facto, I've caught you in a snooping situation yet again."
Encore, my boyfriend is literally butt-fucking my mother.
He says it's not cheating if it's still genetically you.
That's fair and true.
This guy is a magician.
He has prestige.
He's
a slippery little poodle.
He's a lawyer. He's a snake oil salesman magician.
A politician for sure.
I love that he has an out every time. Well, as you can see, this didn't really happen, so...
He's a master of the sleight of hand.
Yeah. But every time, it's very, very close. I feel like you gotta add up these almost cheatings into one mega cheat. I mean, flirting is, like you said...
An entire room full of people can't be wrong. Did he cheat on her?
Yes!
You couldn't really hear because there was a lot of yes and no's, but the answer was yes.
What you did was, up. You said that cheating is only cheating if the person getting cheated on feels as though she's been cheated.
Yes, that's what I said.
So if she feels...
And I stand by that, Your Honor.
You can't... So you're saying you can't be wrong. If you think he cheated, then he did, by definition, cheat.
I don't want to be pigeonholed like that. There's a line. Of course there's a line. She's on the right side of it, though.
So... If after the first one, he did not cheat. If after the second one, are there any Jews in the house? Yeah! We are in Texas. This sounds like Dayenu, which is like a song about, if God did this, but not... Yeah, exactly.
One guy
right.
knows it.
That's my rabbi.
Shmuel himself.
I bring him everywhere. The point is, this guy got away with a little bit, and then he did a little bit more, and then he did a little bit more, and then how much more can you possibly give him? How much slack can you give him? I think the best bet is to just get rid of him right off the bat. True or false?
Why did you say false?
Oh my God, that's the guy.
That's you. Shit, man, you have the coolest fucking Patagonia here. How can he be so wrong?
So you're, in your mind, cheating is just if he kisses someone. And he hasn't kissed anyone. He's just flirted with girls over chat. He's just talking. Thoughts?
Do you have a girlfriend? And would you feel like if she was talking to some guy and saying, hey, I'm single, I'd like to meet up and fuck you, would you feel like that was good? Would you feel like you were in a healthy, committed relationship if that happened?
What?
Did you say possibly? I, you know what, dude? I have been texting your girlfriend. Yes! That's the reaction I wanted. Should we bring up Audrey Scott? Because we're done.
Yeah. Guys, this has been so amazing. One of our best live shows ever.
Thank you so much.
Much like the beginning of every show, we end every show with a theme song. Audrey's written so many, so if you guys want, let's have her back on stage and sing one more song for us. And then after the show, we'll be somewhere to hang out if you guys want to like take a photo or hug Jake. I'm a germaphobe, so don't touch me, but... Oh, no.
Hi. There's a guitar chord somewhere on this stage.
Hey, are you single?
I am.
This is the shit they don't want you to see.
All right. If you want to enjoy Mondays, then lend me your ear right now. Jake and Amir are funny, and they'd like to help you out. If I were you, if you want advice to tell you what to do. If I were you, the show starts now.
Audrey Scott!
Thank you
guys very, very much.
It's Emily from the Sex with Emily podcast. My podcast is all about helping you get the relationship and sex life you deserve. For over 10 years, I've helped millions of people get what they want in and out of the bedroom. On my show, you'll learn sex tips, relationship tips, and I guarantee you will be more confident, get more and give more pleasure, and have better sex just by listening to my show. That's Sex with Emily on Podcast One. That's O-N-E.